Parabéns, 16.
Pope Benedict XVI prayed the rosary this Saturday afternoon with the priests, religious, and seminarians of Aparecida, the archdiocese that houses the Shrine of Mary, Brazil's patroness, and is named after her.
Pai nosso que estais nos céus.
The church is in the Easter season, and the gathered faithful prayed the glorious mysteries of our redemption, which recall the Lord's resurrection and the final events of his and Mary's earthly lives, as well as Mary's coronation in heaven following her assumption. After the rosary, Pope Benedict XVI addressed the gathered faithful. The Holy Father said, just as the apostles, together with Mary, went up to the upper room and there with one another devoted themselves to prayer, so too we are gathered here today at the shrine of Our Lady of Aparecida, which at this time is our upper room, where Mary, Mother of the Lord, is in our midst. The Pope said, it is she who leads our meditation. It is she who teaches us to pray. The Holy Father told the faithful he loves them and is praying for them, and spoke of the movements, associations, and new ecclesial realities as a living expression of the perennial youth of the Church. The Pope extended affectionate greeting to the families gathered in Aparecida to represent all the dearly beloved Christian families present throughout the world. Speaking to priests participating in the Rosary, the Holy Father said, the witness of a priestly life well lived brings nobility to the Church, calls forth admiration among the faithful, and is a source of blessings for the community. It is, said Pope Benedict, the best way to promote vocations, the most authentic invitation to other young people to respond positively to the Lord's call. To the deacons and seminarians present, the Holy Father said they hold a special place in his heart. Pope Benedict encouraged the deacons to be like the first deacons of the Church, men of good reputation, filled with the Holy Spirit, with wisdom, and with faith. To the religious brothers and sisters present, Pope Benedict said they are an offering, a present, a divine gift that the Church has received from her Lord. The Holy Father concluded saying that on the eve of the Fifth General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean, it is more than ever important to maintain our sense of belonging to the Church, which leads us to grow and to mature as brothers and sisters, children of the one God and Father. My dear men and women of Latin America, said Pope Benedict, I know that you have a great thirst for God. I know that you follow the Lord Jesus, who said, no one comes to the Father but by me. The Pope therefore wants to say to all of you, the Church is our home. This is our home. In the Catholic Church we find all that is good, all that gives grounds for security and consolation. Pope Benedict will open the Fifth General Conference of the Bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean on Sunday in Aparecida. The conference will run until the end of this month. I'm Chris Altieri.